If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello friends, Rachel here. Today we're bringing you a mini episode with a shorter conversation that had to be cut from a full episode. We hope you enjoy.
What if we, because I've tried to convince you to write a blog post about tips for after you've won the fan call, how do you handle the fan call? What would, let's say that I have taken your advice and I have,
you passed
I
the have quiz.
Won, I passed the quiz with flying colors. I did so good. I'm an A student. I've won my fan call with the member of my choice. I've got my technical stuff set up. Like I went and checked the web page and I made sure that my Kakao Talk situation was in order. I sent them my passport, my social security number, my bank information, my blood type. I've sent them all that my MBTI. I've sent them all the information they could possibly want about me. I've done my test call with my friend to make sure that I know how to use my technology. If I'm going to record, I figured that out and I know what I've practiced it. So I'm good to go. But now I'm in the fan call. What do I do?
Well, you can start by saying, hi, how are you? And waste a whole minute.
But what if I don't want to do that? What if I want to just get right to it? Like, what are your suggestions? I know we talked a little bit before about you don't have a lot of time. They don't know you as a person. So it's not like they can ask you like personal questions or anything like that.
Right. And you don't want to ask them personal questions that they
you
can't
do
answer.
Not
so that's super uncomfortable.
Want to ask them personal questions. Also, is now an appropriate time to discuss current events and, you know, controversies and things like that? Would you suggest, if you're in a fan call, would you suggest bringing something up like cultural situations or political situations?
I want to be so careful about this. 2 minutes goes by so fast. I have had an OTA call with them, so I have talked to all of them on the phone. There are different levels of understanding with English between all of the members. Like, they're all very good at English, and they can all, you know, they're as good as you could expect a person who's learned a second language and doesn't have to speak that language all the time to be, right? Like, you know, some of them are better at it than others. My fear with talking about current events is that, one, I wouldn't be able to do a good job communicating it clearly, like what I want to say, so that they can understand me. They might already know about the current event. Like, obviously they do, right? Because
they're not idiots.
Also in the world. Right. So they know what's going on in current events. But I would be afraid that we wouldn't be able to have a meaningful conversation because of language barriers. About, you know, because most current events are, you know, hard to discuss anyways, but add a language barrier, and that's another issue. And the other thing is that a fan call, despite what people might think that I think about them, like, that is a job. Like, I'm paying a man to talk to me for 2 minutes. So that is his job, is to provide me with customer service for 2 minutes. So whatever he does in that 2 minutes, he's trying to please me because I've paid a lot of money to be there, and he knows that. And that's his job. It's his job to make it fun for me. It's his job for me to make me comfortable. And they're also good at their job. Like, anything they say during that fan call has to be interpreted through that lens. And I would not want to force someone who is on the job to, like, be in an uncomfortable situation with their company. Like, I don't want to have to force them to say something that maybe the company doesn't want them to say, or that would make other fans mad, or that could lead to controversy because they're trying to please me in those 2 minutes. And I just, you know, this isn't about ATs, but more fan calls generally, I wouldn't trust anything that an idol says during a fan call, because they're doing their job. Like when Jungho picks up that phone and he says, I'm happy today because I'm talking to you, that's his job to say that to me. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, and he has also said that to everybody else.
Right? Like, he's not being truthful. That's just his job. Mm-hmm. And he'll say it every time. Like, he is trying to make it fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all fan calls should be interpreted through that lens. Like, he wants me to have a good time.
Right.
So he's going to say whatever and do whatever to make sure I'm having a good time. But you want to be mindful of, like, what that might mean for him later.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's my thought on that. That is also why I tend to, during fan calls, I tend to show them something.
Mm-hmm. So you come prepared with a topic, something where you've got something to talk about and they are not necessarily having to entertain you. You're sort of flipping the script a little bit.
Yeah. So I always try to bring something. I have found that fan calls are easier for me if I have a prop, like something to show them. This is blah, blah, blah. And I can like hold it up and tell them about it. That makes me more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And if I'm more comfortable, they're job is easier, and I think they're more comfortable too.
But this is not you saying, like, it's super dumb and disrespectful if you, like, ask them to sing for you, or if you are asking things of them. That's not, like...
No, that's not bad.
No.
I wish I was the type of person that could be like, Jungho, if you could just recreate these PC poses for me, that's all you have to do for these 2 minutes. I'm going to hold up a PC, and you just need to recreate the pose. Like, I wish I was the type of person that could ask that, but I just feel bad. Like, I don't think it's bad. I feel bad. Like, that. Those are two different things, right? That's totally a me problem.
Right.
I think Jungho would be super happy to do that for me if I asked, because that would be really easy for him, right?
Right. Like, it's something specific that he can do where he's not having to think, you know, of things to say to you either.
Right. He can just do that. Or, like, if I asked him to sing, I think he would sing.
Mm-hmm.
I, as a person, I think you talked about how you don't like to take up space in our tour episode. I'm the same way. Like, I don't want you to feel like you need to do something for me. Mm-hmm. So I would not ask that. But that is not because I think it's bad. I think it's great.
But either way, you would recommend, especially if you are a more introverted, shy type of person, to prepare things to talk about, things you want to say, things you want to ask, things you want them to do for you, that sort of thing.
A lot of people will make a list. What I do is I write down all of the things that I want to say, and then I like turn the piece of paper, and then I just write it down again, and I just write it down until I feel like I'm good, and like I'm comfortable. And then I also will take my like voice notes. So one time I made like a PowerPoint presentation for Jungho that I needed to like get through in 2 minutes. And so I turned on my voice memo so that I could see how long it was taking me to do this PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the middle of that presentation working really hard to give him the full presentation, and he complimented me, and I ignored him because I missed it because I wasn't paying attention because I was trying to give him
my shut up, I'm trying to do something, Jungho. What are you doing?
Don't you understand that I am teaching right now? This is not the time for interruptions. So the next time he complimented me, I did say thank you. It was a very big day for me. But yeah, I think he was like, oh, you do such a good job, whatever. And I was like, and I really like you in denim. So now anytime he wears denim, I am like, oh, he did that for me.
He probably did remember that, though, because it is a strange response to, wow, you're so good at drawing.
You look really good in denim.
It's like if somebody on the street compliments you on something, you can't just say thank you. You've got to be like, and you also look great today, you know?
Like, you know, yeah, you do that, right? Like if someone's like, oh, I love your bag. You're like, I love your shoes. Purse is great too. Yeah, no, it was for sure like that. So Now I get to pretend that he wears denim for me and for me alone, and it's not like the big thing that's the big style at KQ right now, because it really is all of them are wearing denim. But maybe he told all
maybe
of them.
Maybe he told them. He said, listen, y'all, denim is in. Denim is the moment.
Right, she tried to compliment me, but I just, or I tried to compliment her, but she just kept talking about denim. It was so weird. And then I think I went on for like, I think I told him I loved his denim hat. He doesn't even have one. I was just so flustered.
So
what denim hat?
So what we're learning here is that you are gonna say something stupid. you're gonna say something that's advice. That will make you cringe later, for sure.
My best advice is to go in knowing that it's going to be awkward and to just be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it super will be awkward. It's a 2-minute conversation that you paid someone to have with you. So it can't be anything else. But it's super awkward. It's very cool. It's not something that everyone gets to do. I think it's very special, even though it's awkward. And I do want to be clear that despite all, like, this denim thing was like, you know, call number 8 or 9. Like, it was way in the back, right? Like, this was not, it was during golden hour for sure. Mm-hmm. And not even my first one during golden hour. I think it was my second one.
Right.
So really nailed it.
Mm-hmm. I think for your first fan call with him, I think you just, I don't remember. I know that you had like a gimmick, because you always have a gimmick. Like, you've got a thing that you're going to do. Like, I need to do something different for this. You know, like, for the Christmas one, I know you had these are gifts I want to give you for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You did a Texas history one, so that he knows what to expect when he comes to Dallas.
Which was fun. He said I was the best teacher.
Right? See? And then
and I said, and then thank you.
You said, thank you that time.
And then I said, I love you in denim. Which would have been very funny.
I know that you've done, like, a...
I've shown him pictures, like, printed pictures.
Yes. Of
my friends, my life, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, stuff that he would be interested in. Like, this is my friends at an AT's concert. This is us at an AT's cup sleeve. This is my son wearing an AT's shirt.
Right.
This is
Here's how you have specifically impacted my life.
Right. Not just like, here are my friends. I do have them.
Yeah, as proof. You've shown him because you draw Jungbear as Jungo selfies or selkas. Yes. So you've shown him those.
I have. Which he likes. He likes those a lot.
Right. So there are a lot of things that you can do.
Oh, I showed him my giant Jungho sign.
Oh, right. Yes.
Because I wasn't going to do any of that that night, because it was one of those things where, like, I had 2 fan calls in a weekend, so I was going to do one thing one time. And I think that night I was just going to tell him how great he was, but then that sign came, and I was like, well, I guess I'll show him this.
Now I've got a new topic.
But yeah, I do, like, a proper gimmick. I think that it makes me more comfortable. I once had a boss who was, like, my first date after my divorce, I wore a pink wig, because that was the only way that I could, like, be comfortable going on it, because I had to have, like, a gimmick or a thing.
Like, you couldn't you couldn't just be you raw. You had to be me as something else.
Right. So that I think has always, like, stuck with me as, like, interesting and good advice. So, and I do think a 2-minute phone call is a correct way to interpret that advice. Like, I don't know that I'm saying wear a pink wig on your date, but
you could wear a pink wig on a phone call. That might be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think having a gimmick makes it easier for you. And anything that's easier for you is automatically easier for them, right? So, I have also, like, you know, a specific story. I've tried telling stories a couple of times. It goes better with some of them than others, but I have found that a prop never fails.
Right. I do think that having something visual is probably very helpful for them as well. Because, like you've mentioned, they're at varying levels of English proficiency and comfort with speaking and listening to the language. So if you've got something that they can look at to kind of reinforce whatever it is that you are talking about,
Mm-hmm.
I think that that would be very helpful for them. They can feel a little bit more like clued into what you are discussing, mm-hmm. you know, if you're talking too fast or using slang terms or things that they may not be familiar with, you know.
Context, I think, is super important when in a fan call. And that goes back to what you were asking about with like the political thing. They're expecting a certain context, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they will respond before you've even finished your question based on like a couple of words mm-hmm. in your question. Like, I remember my third fan call with Jung-ho. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Maybe we'll have to cut it out. I said, "Do you remember Texas?" He heard, "Do you remember me?"
Oh.
To which he was like, "Oh, yeah.
Of course
yeah,
I do.
Of course I do. We've had a couple of conversations. And it was really fun, blah, blah, blah." You know, like going on about that. Mm-hmm. And like, do I think that Jung-ho remembers me even after all of our fan calls? No, mm-hmm. I do not. I do not think he would recognize me on the street. He might recognize that he's had a fan call with me if I was sitting in the exact same spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I moved around the room, I don't know that he would recognize me.
I am like that with my students.
Right.
Where I will be months into the school year.
Mm-hmm.
I will know my students in the context of the classroom and with the other, you know, 20
right.
or 15 to 20 kids that they are with in that classroom. If I right. see them out in the hallway, it takes mm-hmm. me like several beats to remember mm-hmm. who are you. And I really do have to think, okay, they're in this class period and they sit in this seat next to these children. Mm-hmm. right. That's, you know, Ronald mm-hmm. or whatever. So I do think it, I mean, unless he's just really excellent with faces.
Right.
But you have to remember, he sees a lot mm-hmm. of faces. Like mm-hmm. everybody likes to play the, oh, it's the same people every single time. It's not. It really isn't.
Well, it can't be because they've had 20 some odd this time and mm-hmm. I've been in 3 of them.
Right. So they, you know, there, it may seem that there are, that the members are always talking to the same people over and over and over, but they aren't. He's talked to probably hundreds mm-hmm. of different people over the course of these fan calls. So that's a lot of people to remember.
The thing that he does seem to remember is my art. So mm-hmm. like if I show him more of my art, I think he remembers, oh yeah, this is the one who draws the things. Right. This is the one who draws the Jung Bears.
Right. But when, you know, at the concerts, you know, when you are, when we're in, you know, 18E VIP mm-hmm. in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
When he's looking out in the crowd, he's may not look at your face and be like, oh, right, that's the girl that draws the Jung Bear. That I don't, mm-hmm. that's not what's happening.
I don't even think, yeah, like if his eyes stop on my face at all, mm-hmm. I do not think that he will recognize me even a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they'll just keep roaming past, right? Like, I don't think he would even have that moment like, oh, maybe I recognize her. I think mm-hmm. it would be nothing. Like, I don't think he would recognize
now,
me at all.
I do know, because I remember, you know, back when we were on Reddit,
mm-hmm.
there was a girl who won a fan call. I think it was with Sanghwa, and I think she said it was like only her second fan call, but he remembered things about her. Like, he remembered that her hair was a different color or something like that. I like, part of me wonders if it is just like reading cues, like they're yeah. just very good at reading people and knowing what mm-hmm. they want them to say, or if she's asking leading questions like, oh, do you like my new hair color? And he's like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. it used to be a different color, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point is that there should not be an expectation
mm-mm.
that they are going to remember everybody that they talk to, and that if you talk to San on Tuesday and then see him at a concert a week later, he's not going to remember. Not necessarily going to remember. He could. He might be a genius. But that right. we shouldn't
be
expecting
that.
They say
Yoon-ho's really good at it. Mm-hmm. And Yoon-ho does seem to have a very good memory for like choreo and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like songs. He's the one who seems to remember all the songs. Like I mentioned Not Too Late in mm-hmm. my OT8 fan call to all of the members.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one who started singing it. You know, which could be that he was the only one who just like remembered it right off the top of his head.
He also, I know, is the one, somebody has mentioned that he's the one that pays attention to details, that he remembers mm-hmm. things about people mm-hmm. and notices like who's upset. So he's just a people person.
He's so great. They're all so great.
They are all so great. No wonder he's hard to get into his fan calls. Maybe that's why. Because he does remember.
That is another thing I've heard, though, that a lot of his fans are really into that, like, boyfriend thing.
He does do that.
And so they, you know, are really desperate for his calls. That is something I've heard. I don't have any evidence of that. I don't actually know anyone who regularly goes in for Yuno calls.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel that I don't ever see Yuno calls. Like, I see a lot of Hongjoong.
Mm-hmm.
I do see Jong-oh. I see mm-hmm. Sun. I see Sung-hwa. I don't see a lot of Mingi. But I think out of everybody that I do see a lot of Yosong, but I don't see a lot of people posting their fan calls with Yuno as often as I see them with the other members.
Well, that's because that's the private moment with their boyfriend.
Oh, right, yeah. We just be voyeurs, I guess.
Uh-huh. You don't want that. You don't want anyone to be uncomfortable.
Thanks for joining us for this mini episode. You can catch our full episodes on Wednesdays. If you enjoyed this mini conversation, please subscribe to the podcast. You can connect with us at oldontini@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter and Instagram @holochatpodcast, or read more from our blog at ontini.com. We'll see you soon. Be the light.